Hey, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of the Velocity Cast. Thanks for tuning in. I hope you're having a wonderful week and everything is going well in your life. Positive momentum going into the second quarter coming up shortly of 2024, which is crazy. But that being said, this week I want to talk about a trip that I recently took and some reflections that I had on the trip and when coming back from the trip. So my wife and I are expecting our first child in the summer of this year, which is obviously very exciting. But what we decided to do and what we decided was important to us was prior to the arrival of our child, we wanted to spend some time seeing people that maybe we hadn't gone to see or taking some, you know, last minute trips and doing things that we wanted to do so that we can focus on being the best parents possible when our baby does arrive. And one of those trips was to see my best friend in the world. We became inseparable in high school. He was my best man in my wedding. Just someone who's a very important and special person to me. And he had spent some time living in New Orleans, and I had visited him there. And then he and his wife and his now two children, his two sons, moved out to Seattle, to the West Coast, and just we had not made the trip to visit them there. And so what we decided to do this year was, because we kept saying we wanted to go out there and see them, that we were going to book the trip and get it on the calendar and commit to it. And so I was able to recently take this trip with my wife, and we were able to spend some time with his family, with his two boys. And while we were out there, we also got to see another close friend of ours, someone who I had spent a lot of time with in high school and hadn't seen really since we graduated. And we got to see him, his wife, and their three children. And it was a really special weekend for many reasons. But, you know, it got me thinking about and ruminating on the importance of these old, deep friendships that many of us have. And time is an interesting thing. And I've talked about relationships in the past, how as we get older, when it comes to our friends, our close family, our parents, when you actually run the numbers, it's shocking how little time we actually have left to spend with these individuals. And you don't really think about it until you kind of sit with it and you realize the frequency at which you see people, the average life expectancy, all this stuff. And I'm not saying this to be morbid by any stretch of the imagination, but it's important to think about these things because it changes the way that we approach making effort to see people. You know, if you realize you're only going to statistically see your parents 20 more times in your life, it'll change the way that you prioritize spending time with them. And as we grow older, most of our relationships involve less and less frequent interaction. The exception is our coworkers and our spouse. So, you know, whoever you choose to marry, if you are in a relationship, or who you choose to, you know, spend your life with or most of your life with, statistically speaking, we see that person more and more. So choosing the right person for you to be in a relationship with is incredibly important. And that is one of a million reasons that I am grateful for my wife, who is a wonderful person and keeps me in check. But we spend a lot of time with our coworkers as well. So being in toxic work environments where there is not a supportive culture, or if you're in a place and a job that you hate, you're going to spend the vast majority of your time with those people. And so it's important to kind of reassess and maybe make some changes there if you're unhappy in the workplace, or if you, you know, sometimes those things are out of our control, but you have to make sure that at a minimum, you enjoy the people you work with and you enjoy your coworkers because you're going to see them a lot. But back to the moral of the story. And that is, old relationships require effort to maintain. And, you know, with somebody like my best friend, we can go a little while without talking. And then when we do talk again, it's as if no time has passed. And that's because of the strength of the relationship. But the reality is, it takes work, no matter how close you are with these people. And life gets busy for everybody, especially as we get older, as we start families, as we get wrapped up in our careers. And the reality is that those things can cause time to pass quickly without realizing how much time has passed. And so if you're not putting conscious effort into sustaining these relationships and reaching out to people and spending time with people, it's very easy for large swaths of time to pass and you realize you haven't talked to somebody you care about in a while. So the purpose of this week's podcast is really twofold. One, I think physical interaction, in-person interaction to the best of our ability is what we should be aiming for. So, you know, especially if it's somebody fairly close that you can drive to or that lives in the same city. I mean, I'm blown away by how often this happens to me, right? Where you have somebody who literally lives in the same general place as you and you just go a long time without seeing them. So making the effort to get together for a drink or for dinner or lunch or coffee or whatever it is, something small where you can just check in and connect, I think is incredibly important. And I also think it's important to foster a community of people that you see regularly that you care about, right? Like I have a few different friend groups where we have regular scheduled meetups and gatherings because it's important for us to carve out that time to make sure that we stay in touch regularly and we keep up with each, you know, with everybody in the group and keep up with each other. So those things I think are important. But especially if somebody is close and the barrier of entry to seeing them is fairly low, what I want you to do this week is try to see if there are examples of those relationships in your life and see if you can just put a date on the calendar to see them and do something. It doesn't have to be anything crazy. You don't have to spend the whole day with this person, but carve out an hour for coffee or, you know, a couple hours for lunch or whatever. And I promise you, if you start putting those things on the calendar and you start seeing these people and spending time with them, you are going to realize how fulfilling it is to keep these relationships alive. And you're going to realize that the return on investment of that effort and time is massive and how good it makes you feel to keep in touch with these people and keep these relationships current. You're going to realize that the time and effort spent is minimal compared with the result that you get and the result that they get for all, you know, for that matter, from, you know, keeping this relationship alive. So that's my first challenge. My second challenge is for those who are a little farther away. I have a giant calendar on my wall where I put important dates down and, you know, there's some wiggle room here. I use the big ass calendar from Jesse Itzler, which I've linked before and I'll link again. But I use sticky notes on this giant calendar and I can move these sticky notes around and, you know, sometimes dates change or whatever. But I take the time to plan out the big things that I want to do or the people that I want to see or the effort I want to make to go take these trips like the one that I took to Seattle. And I put them on the calendar so they're there. It's a real tangible thing. And if I need to move it or change it, then that's fine. I can do that. But at least I know that I've committed to doing that thing. And spending some time committing to some of these bigger, you know, higher effort trips, I think is worth it to see people you care about, especially if they're people you haven't seen for a while. So my second challenge is, if you're able to, let's try to put some dates on the calendar where you are going to make an effort to see people you care about that are a little further away who maybe you haven't seen for a bit. Maybe it's a long drive, maybe it's a train ride, maybe it's a flight, you know, something where there's some commitment involved. And I want you to make that effort to see these individuals because it's incredibly important that we keep these relationships alive. Now, as an extension of that, I also realize that it's not always feasible or possible to take these trips. And in those instances, what I want you to do is I want you to just commit to reaching out and having a genuine conversation with somebody that you haven't spoken to for a while, somebody who's close to you, someone you care about. Maybe you set up a phone call or a FaceTime, kind of like, you know, back in the days of COVID where we started to really reconnect with people because we were all stuck inside. I think it's important to not lose that as we get back into the hustle and bustle of our regular life and our regular routine. It's important to keep those calls a regular occurrence. It's important to keep doing those things because that human connection, that small effort can really rekindle these relationships and keep them current. And we're really only as good as our relationships. Our quality of life is only as good as our relationships. So, you know, a surprising statistic is that one of the leading causes of death as we age is actually loneliness and isolation. And that causes a slew of other health problems. So really prioritizing maintaining meaningful relationships is one of the best things we can do for our long-term health. Because as we age, if we have a strong circle of friends, if we stay in touch with people who are important to us, then that's going to massively improve our quality of life as we grow and as we get older. So I really want you to take some time this week to make the effort to rekindle some friendships, to reach out to people you haven't talked to try to take some trips if you can, to see local people, make the effort to just get something on the calendar, coffee, lunch, dinner, whatever it is. Just take some time to put a couple of these on your calendar for the year, put them in your phone, set some reminders, reach out to those people. At the very least, send out some messages to people you care about just to reconnect and just to let them know that you're thinking about them and that they're important to you, because those relationships, that human interaction is priceless. And it's easy to lose sight of that as we pursue other goals and other avenues. And I'm just as guilty of this as the next person. And that's why it's important to me to make that effort this year and to continue to make that effort. But I want all of us to rally together to make this effort to, you know, rekindle and foster these relationships. And that's my challenge this week, is for you to go send those messages, to have those meetings, to have those dinners, to make those trips, and really tell the people in your life who you care about that you love them, that you're thinking about them, and try to keep those relationships strong. So until next time, I hope you have a wonderful weekend.